Hi, this is Ava. I'm a high schooler, and this is From a High Schooler. It's currently raining outside, and you might be able to hear it slightly. So I'm in my car, and I was going to go sit in my little field. I have a little field by my dad's house. It's so nice and cozy because, like, I'm the only person there. And I just get to, like, sit on this little bundle of grass they have laying there. You know, like, they put down the hay before they try and plant grass to, like, have the grass grow through or whatever? They have them in big bundles, and they set them all in a pile. And it's so comfy to just sit on them. And I have a little backrest and everything. They made, like, a little seat for me. But it's raining, so I'm not going to subject myself to that. My car is still quite cozy. I like the rain. The rain's kind of nice. Very good for reading. A lot of people say that, but I rarely read when it rains. I don't know. I just haven't been in a reading mood lately, which is rare for me because I do love books. But it's been kind of a dreary day. This morning I had practice, which was so fun. It actually isn't bad. I always enjoy having practice. I do cross country. And track as well, but we're currently in cross-country season. Big high school sport, JV girl. Kind of feels a little dumb, but I really enjoy it. I think there's a lot of benefit to doing a high school sport. Just, you learn a lot from it. I think it was took a long time for me to admit that these sort of, like, constructs are very beneficial. But this one definitely is. I think it's taught me a lot of strength, how to push myself. Running is not easy. I think it's taught me how to just be a better person, be a better friend. See, we're with a whole team. Bro, it stopped recording. Why? It's fine. We'll just have to patch it together, like CapCut or something. That app works wonders. But what was I even saying? Oh, high school sports. Yeah. And groups. I've had to work in a lot of groups lately. I'm in, like, some state officer teams for things, and I do dance marathon. And I just gotta work with people, which is hard for me sometimes. I'm very much an individualist. Like, today I worked alone for the first time. That's where I was just at, was at my job. I'm a little hostess at a restaurant. Which is a fun old time. I don't get paid very well, but I'm doing it. At least I have a job. We'll take it. So I'm a little hostess. And I like working alone. Today was the first time I worked alone. It's just kind of like, I don't have the pressure of having to deal with social interactions. Which might be weird to say, but I like talking and I really enjoy good conversations, but I still get social anxiety. I think a lot of times that's hard for me to admit because you can still like social interactions and get social anxiety. Like, I love just, like, good relationships, good conversations, good all of this stuff. Like, they fuel me. But I feel like unless I'm with my friends, I have them pretty rarely because I'm always worried about how people perceive me and I'm not very confident. I'm a weird confident. Maybe some people relate to that. I'm, like, a really, really weird confident. Like, I can feel so good about myself. Like, in, like, not an egotistical way, because I hate big egos. I think I'm, like, literally just go shove yourself in a hole, please, so I don't have to do it. Because, like, why do you think you're better than anybody else, like, for any reason in the world? And I don't think that's confidence. I don't think confidence has to be egotistical. But I don't know. Like, sometimes I'm just feeling myself and I'm like, I'm beautiful. I'm so freaking smart. I do so much. Like, people like me. I'm a likable person. I'm just, like, a good friend. Like, I am on top of the world, killing in life. Everything is wonderful and dandy. And then sometimes I'm like, you can't have a conversation with somebody, like a normal person. And it would be really nice to have some better social skills. And, like, people, and then I'm always think, Definitely with strangers. I think in, like, a bigger group where I kind of, like, feel like I'm more myself, I can... I believe in there's a best version of yourself. And I think I'm with a group of people that I'm comfortable. I am definitely the best version of myself, but never with strangers. I just don't know how to talk to them. Like, what are you... I don't know. You probably think I'm a weirdo. Because I am a little bit of a weirdo. But, like, isn't that okay? I don't know. I'm super quiet. But working has... Well, I'm the same way I always am. I just feel like... I want to have, like, those good work relationships and work friendships, but I struggle with it because, like, I don't know how to talk to people. I just don't feel like I can, and I really don't think I'm actually that different than other people, but I think I stress out about it more than other people. I always feel like I should have more friends or have different friends, and I like my friends. I do, but I feel like, I don't know. I think being content is an amazing feeling, and it's something I struggle with. I just always feel like I'm doing something wrong. So although I can, like, feel great about myself, I always think I'm, like, doing something wrong. I always think I'm different from the norm. And although I'm okay with being different from the norm, I actually like being a little weird. I am a little weird, but I think sometimes weird has a really weird connotation. Because, like, I think being weird, a little weird's good. And some people are like, ew. And I'm like, you're an NPC. You don't have a say in anything. Like, if you're not a little weird, what are you doing? Like, legitimately, what are you doing? You're just, like, existing. No, you're an NPC. You're completely an NPC. If you're not a little weird, you're an NPC. Like, I always say that, like, guys, going into my senior year of high school, right? Senior year. I'm 16 currently, turning 17 soonish. Guess what? Haven't had my first kiss. Yep, you heard that right. It's okay, I'm not that embarrassed by it. Just, like, I think to some people that's mind-boggling. Because they're like, what? You didn't kiss somebody in middle school? No. I was a weirdo in middle school. Like, you think I'm weird now? I was weird then. And then I did go through an NPC phase. And I don't like that part of me. But, like, nobody wanted me during my NPC phase. And even now. Now I'm great. Here, there's that confidence talking. Now I'm so great. Like, I'm a catch. And I think I have some like, hoes on the lineup. That's so funny. Like, you know, like, those guys, maybe this isn't a normal thing, but, like, if it happens to me, it has to happen to other people. Those other guys, you're like, yeah, they may be kind of interested in me. Like, I feel that way with a few people. Like, there's one guy on the boys cross country team where I'm like, yeah, he may be interested in me. Like, we follow each other on Instagram, we were at the same bonfire, and I was like, I can see it, like, we're both smart. It's annoying that I keep saying that, but, like, that is a characteristic. I have a lot of issue with being like, oh yeah, I'm smart. I'm like, I can be like, yeah, I'm smart. And I like to clarify that it's school smart, like, I don't think I'm better than anybody else, I don't think intelligence means anything, but I'm still smart, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm proud of being smart. And all that stuff. But, anyways, this cross-country guy. And I'm like, yeah, you might be, like, you might be an option. An option. Like, I have people throwing themselves at me. Sorry. I'm sick. Don't get sick, guys. It sucks. It's awful. I've been dying. I literally almost died earlier today. Not actually. But I was eating one of those Clif Bars. You know those chocolate chip Clif Bars? It was a chocolate chip Clif Bar. Just the regular one. In the way they're, like, the consistency of them. So, like, I chewed it up and everything, and then I was swallowing it. Don't take that out of context. And it's, like, mushy, but, like, it's not, I don't know, it's just, like, a weird consistency. It's like mucus. You know, mucus is, like, gets stuck in your throat, and then this stuff was getting stuck in my throat, and then I couldn't breathe because all the stuff was stuck in my throat, and I didn't have water at first because I was an idiot, and I walked to the sink without water, and then I was coughing for, like, 3 minutes, and then I was crying and on the floor, like, crying, like, because I couldn't breathe in, like, not, like, a other way. But just, like, don't do that, guys. Breathe. Just don't get sick. And breathe. You should also not stop breathing, because that was an unpleasant experience. But, anyways. Back to the hoes. My brother, I have a twin brother, and he says that kind of crap all the time, so if I'm ever like, oh yeah, the hoes, bro, blood, that's because of him, and I think it's funny, so deal with it. There's other kid, he plays tennis, which has no correlation to me. He's in my, like, homeroom kind of class, for, like, we are, do it by last name, so, like, for all years of high school, like, up until this point, all that. He's been in my homeroom. He's not, like, bad looking. He's smarter, which I know I keep talking about. That's kind of, like, one of my, I'll go through my characteristics later, guys, just you wait, but why I can't, like, I have to, like, figure out who I'm gonna pick and all that, you know, like my options. Anyways, but the reason I think he might be a little interested, he did follow me on Instagram, which is kind of random, especially because he follows less he's following less people than he has followers, which doesn't mean everything, but it was just kind of like, I don't know, the reason I think this, and it was kind of out of the blue that he followed me, because we've known each other for like a while, or like known in passing for a while, is because one of his friends is dating one of my friends. And, like, I'm like, what if they, like, talked about that just a little bit? You know, just a little bit. Because, like, what if they're trying to set us up? I keep telling people, set me up with somebody. Please. I need help. I can't do this by myself. Just help me out. Like, my brother. Oh, the cross-country guy I was friends with. He literally, like, DMs with my brother about, like, Instagram reels. And I'm just like, and I keep saying stuff. I told Asher, I was like, that's his name. I shouldn't be giving this many hints about who I am. You guys don't care. You really don't care. But, like, don't try and find me, please. Anyways, nobody's gonna listen to this. This is mostly just for myself. Like a video diary. I'm big on journaling, guys. So I'll talk about that later. Well, first, wait. Oh. My requirements or my type. What I need is I told him we were guessing each other's type. Because I was like, I don't know. We were talking about it. And he's, like, a teenage boy. But, and mine's more personality-based. I do prefer brunettes, which all these people are brunettes. Well, these two people. There's another person I'll talk about. They're brunettes. Oh, one of the other people is, like, a redhead, but that's whatever. My type is brunettes. And you can look at my entire Pinterest board I was looking at today of, like, guys. My Pinterest board for guys, yes, I have one. It's a necessity. It's very good to remember these things. Dark hair, blue eyes, like, almost... like 80%, I'd say, like freaking Logan Lerman vibes, like yeah. Oh, you know who I'm obsessed with? My freaking look, like type, like how they look. Jess Mariano, not Milo Ventimiglia. However you say his name, the actor, because he's like old now, so that feels weird to say. I can't be like young Milo, whatever. I'm just gonna say the character because it's the character, like because he the way he dresses. The way he acts, even, he's a little bit of a brat, but once he grows up, I'm like, I would have such big, long, deep conversations with you about life, and I would smile, and you would just smirk, and it would be adorable, but you're not real, you're a fictional character, but your looks are real, and I want somebody who looks like that. But personality-wise, which is more important to me, because, guys, personality is important, if you didn't know, personality-wise, I would say probably, sorry, my phone's, like, low battery, and I just didn't know if I want to put it on low battery mode. Okay, what? Somebody smart, as I've mentioned many a times, because I think that's just important to me, and with that, I want somebody nerdy. Like, be smart and nerdy, please. For me? For me? What is that room right there? Oh, that's the pantry. Okay, smart, and I'm sitting outside my house, that's why I was, okay, smart and nerdy, a little bit weird, it's important, otherwise I can't be weird about you if you're not weird around you, if you're not a little bit weird, you have to be a little bit weird, like that's important, obviously, like, if I just can't, I want to be able to like dance super strangely. Like, that's my really weird thing, is, like, I'll just, like, randomly dance, but, like, not in a good way. Like, I cannot dance, like, in a very, very bad way, but it's funny. I want somebody who laughs at a lot of things, Like, you can't take life too seriously. What was I? Oh, I had, like, came up with my own quote, guys. I love quotes. I'm such a quote person. But I came up with my own little quote. Is like, because I do believe you should laugh at everything. I laugh at everything. And it's a situation I really shouldn't laugh at. But I'm like, if you are in this situation, if you're looking at it, it's really funny. And see, I look at most things from, like, a bird's eye view. So when I'm in these circumstances, I'm like, this is just hilarious. Like, why don't we just laugh? And that's what I do. And I would like somebody who thinks things are funny as well. Because otherwise they'll just think I'm, like, a jerk or whatever. I'm not a jerk. It's just who I am. Oh, but what was I even saying? My quote. You can't take life too... Wait. You can't take circumstances too seriously, but you should take life very seriously. Which I agree. Because I came up with it, so of course I agree. Duh. Anyways. You can't take circumstances too seriously, which is what I just said. Like, everything's a joke, whatever. But, like, you should take life seriously. Life isn't a joke. Like, you're in control of your own freaking happiness. Isn't that crazy? I was having the realization about a week ago, which isn't a major realization, but it was just kind of a cool thing that I was thinking about at that time. We can do whatever we want with life. Do you ever think about that? Like, we're in all of these societal constructs, and, like, people are telling us things that we have to do. I don't have to do them. I can go live in the woods, and nobody can stop me, and I can survive off berries, and I can hunt. I don't want to hunt. I do like animals. I'm not vegetarian, but I think that would make me sad. Anyways, I could survive off of berries. I'm sure I could find a way to do it. I could be like the Martian guy. I could find a potato and then replant the potato. Somebody has to know what I'm talking about. You know, like, he gets the potato. He has a potato in his food. And you can, like, plant a potato from a potato. And he does that. And he keeps himself alive when he's trapped in Mars. How cool is that? But you can do whatever you want with life. Make life your own. Fight for your own happiness. Because you have control of your life. And it's not a joke, because you only get to live once, and before you know it, you're 50 years old and you're unhappy. I'm sorry to say it. I don't want to give anyone an existential crisis, because I'm always existential. And I don't want to push that on other people. But, like, don't hate your life. I get some people are, like, in circumstances they cannot control, and you always have responsibilities. But, like, something we say in cross-country, like, this is running-based, but it's also life-based. Do the two things you control, which is your effort and your attitude. It makes a lot more sense with running, because, like, effort, and your attitude, like, but attitude for sure. Like, how much you try in life? Like, try hard in life. Like, try to make it good. Try to do things that make you happy instead of just wallowing in self-pity. Like, I do wallow in self-pity all the time. But, like, it's my own fault. So, like, my own unhappiness is my fault. And your attitude. Why are we so negative? Why is our society so freaking negative? Why do we live in a society? Okay. We live in a society that is so freaking negative. I was just at work and, like, all these waiters do are complain. Is that grammar? I don't know. And, like, I respect them and everything. There's one girl I hadn't met before this. Every time I saw her, she was just, like, I gave her a table because I'm a hostess, right? I give them tables. And, like, she wasn't mean to me. It's my job. Like, I was doing fine, whatever. But she was just like, oh, like, I got a table. Like, I have to deal with these kids or whatever. And it's just like, and, like, her entire tone, her entire attitude, so freaking negative. It's like, why? You're only hurting yourself. No, actually, you're not only hurting yourself. You're hurting yourself and the people around you. Like, maybe some people are awful people. Well, I don't think most people are awful people. I think people do these things unconsciously because they don't take life seriously enough. Like, care about things. You can't just, like, not care. You have to care. Take life a little seriously. So think about your awfulness. Try and be better. I don't think you're an awful person, but you need to think about the bad things you do and work on them. Like, if you're a bad person, it's your own fault. And you should work on it. But you have circumstances. I understand that. I'm not trying to be insensitive and all that. But I still think negativity is never the answer. Like, I cannot force it on you. I cannot say anything. Whatever circumstance you're in. Like, and I'm coming this from a place where I'm doing okay in life. Like, I'm pretty lucky. I've had some bad stuff happen to me. But, like, I'm pretty lucky. And I'm super grateful to say that. But, like, and I know people have come from so many worse places. And I know it's, like, you can look at me and be like, oh, she's got it all. Like, so for her saying this is awful. I don't even care. I think you should still be positive. There's no harm to being positive. Don't be toxic positivity. Be real. Be real. But, like, don't look for the negative in everything. It's just going to make you feel worse. Really. Like, and I'm negative sometimes. But, like, sometimes my friends will joke because, like, running. I do it. Takes some time. It kind of sucks, but I do it. I'll be, like, keep saying these positive things, like, when I get nervous or on, like, race days, like, or just in life in general, because it's who I am. But especially in running when they're, like, around me. I'll be like, oh, yeah, everything's okay. Like, I'm really excited to do all this and everything. Somebody's pulling out the driveway. I'm scared. I don't want people to know I'm just sitting here. Guys, my freaking anxiety. I'm going to pause this real quick. You know, fuck it. I don't even care anymore. I've been sitting here for, like, let me do math real quick. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. And he hasn't left. So I'm just going to, like, discreetly kind of turn in the other direction and not look over there. So he doesn't see me talking to myself. It's my stepbrother. He just pulled in. And he's literally right next to me. And I can hear his music from here. It's very loud. But we are tough and we are strong. And we will be confident because we're working on that. Always. Who cares if people think of us? I don't. That's for sure. That is fucking sure. Okay, we were talking about negativity and how much I hate it, which, now that I think about it, is kind of ironic, but I think it's okay to hate negativity. Don't hate a lot, but hate negativity, and that is what I will do. Yeah, so be positive, guys. Oh, this was about, all about my stuff. Oh, how you should take life seriously. Guys, don't go blindly through your life. I'll talk about this again. Because I want to keep doing these because I think they're fun. And why not, right? But don't go blindly through your life. It means so much. You have no idea. None of us have any idea. We only get one life. And isn't that sad? Okay, I need to stop now. I'm freaking myself out. Shut up. Please, shut up. Okay. Don't think about that. Ignore what I just said. Please, ignore it. You don't need to think about that. Instead, think about positivity. We are alive, and that is a blessing. So be positive. Take control of your life, but don't take life too seriously. Makes sense to me. Don't be serious about circumstances. Wait, don't take circumstances too seriously, but take life so seriously. Okay, this all goes back to my standards. I think they should be a little philosophical, because if you guys can't tell, I'm a little philosophical. I want to talk about life. I want to be, I don't know, I think that just comes with critical thinking. Like, think about things, be a deep thinker, all of that. I just want to have real conversations with you. And so I want somebody I can have a real conversation with, who I can be myself around because they're a little weird, who's smart. And a little funny. I would like funny. Funny's kind of like an addition. Like, I don't know if I should ask for too much. I can't. I'm a person. I want to ask. Okay, yeah. I would love for them to be funny. And brunette, ideally. But looks is secondary. And so, although you guys didn't ask, that's my type. And so now we gotta evaluate the hose again. My brother was very accurate when we did talk about this. He kind of knew that. He was like, nerdy. Oh! But yeah, back to the hoes. He knows the guy that I kind of like, who's on the cross country team, and they send each other reels, and he is nerdy, and he is smart, and he is pretty weird. I've seen his Instagram stories. They're pretty weird. But I'm okay with it. I forgive him because I want you to be weird. I have to accept that. I asked for it. I have to be okay with it. So, but he won't set me up. And I need people to set me up. Well, I keep telling him, set me up with somebody. And he's like, who do I even set you up with? And I'm like, dude. He's like, I don't have any friends. He doesn't have any friends, but he knows this kid. I love my brother, I do. But he's, yeah. And then this other, two other guys I need to talk about. One of them was in my calc class. And I have seen him around. He's a grade ahead of me, like a grade older. So he just graduated, actually. So this is never going to happen. I don't even know where he's going to college. He's very Christian, which I am Christian. Not as Christian as him, I think. I know that's, like, weird to say, but I think he's just, like, more Christian than I am. His, like, they all go to this church. There's, like, this church group at my school of, like, they're kind of culty. I don't want to say that about a church, but they are. Like, they're all friends of the same people. They all date the same people. But I guess this guy liked me. He's not very cute. I don't know for sure that he liked me. I'll tell you the circumstances regarding it because it's, like, so, like, lore. I feel like it's so interesting, but it's also my own life, so. We're in the same calc class. We never talk to each other. He's pretty smart. I think he doesn't apply himself super well, but I think he knows I'm pretty smart. Maybe he likes those smart girls, guys. I got some points here. And he, I guess he just liked what he saw. Sorry, I can't even. I guess he just liked what he saw because he followed me on Instagram while we were still in class together, which is brave. I would never do that crap because I'm terrified of the consequences of my actions. And you know when you follow somebody on Instagram, like I followed him back. Like it wasn't that big of a deal. I do if I know who they are most of the time because I have a private account and all that. And so we did that. It was brave. But like, you know when you follow somebody on Instagram and you're like expecting things to change? I feel like that's kind of what happened with him because now like nothing happened. Just followed me on Instagram and nothing's going to happen because that's not how that works. But I think he left. I didn't even see him leave, but I'm pretty sure he left his car. Let's hope. Anyways, what was I saying? I'm so bad about this. Instagram. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then at graduation. I was at graduation. He was graduating, right? Because we're grade different. And I was at graduation with a friend, and I was, like, special. Oh, he's coming back to his car. I'm scared. I moved my phone. Because I'm scared of people. No, I'm not. Probably thinks I'm so strange. It's very nice out here. I feel all rainy. But I was at graduation. I was my friend's mom's the counselor person. So I was kind of like helping out. I was doing things, talking to people. I actually got to help hand out some diplomas. That was really cool. Like I was like, here is your future. But I was at graduation, we were standing in this weird hallway because, like, we were at the back of it, and then we got, couldn't, like, go sit down, we were with, like, these people, and they were, like, blocking this one hallway, so we were standing right there, and it was, like, right in the center, where they all, like, walk out, so, like, we could say hi to, like, anyone, but we weren't super noticeable, which was nice, because there was a lot of kids over there, but we got to see, like, all our friends and wave to them, and this kid was with, standing in line with another guy in my calc class, because I was, like, the only junior in my calc class, right? Standing with another kid, and I knew him from a different class, like, my freshman year, his sophomore year. This guy. Different guy from the one we were discussing, if you can follow, okay? Is standing next to him and kind of, like, looks like, oh, hey, that's Ava. But, like, looks at it in a way, not like, oh, ha, 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 it's Ava, but more in a way, like, in context to him. Which, just, like, knowing that he'd also followed me on Instagram, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I could just be like, what if everything is not about... Wait. How does it go? Everything is not about me. But what if it is? What if everything is not about me? But what if it... Guys, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible singer. Don't hate me for singing Taylor Swift either. I'm just a girl. From a high schooler. I'm just a high schooler. Call me some slack. Okay, I could so be just like, oh yeah, he so loved me. I'm so delulu. But I feel like my context clues are pretty clear. And guys, I don't even like him, so why would I be delusional? Because he's not that cute. He's not my type. At all. But, you know, it was nice to feel like somebody might like me or have some interest in me. That's him. He's kind of irrelevant. Like the other two options a little more. It was just fun while it was there. And here's the freaking big one, guys. Love of my life. He looks like Jess Mariano. Of course, I love him. And that's kind of where it ends because there's this guy. His name is Alex. I'm going to say his name because what if he hears this? No, I can't do it. What if we fall in love and I show him this and be like, look, it was from the start. I have proof. Actually, I just show him my freaking journal entries and the freaking like poem I wrote about him. Guys, I like to like pretend I'm a poet sometimes because I want to feel like connected to nature. I like to pursue creative endeavors and I think that's very healthy because I am a creative person and I'm not very like artistic. I know like people associate creative and artistic. I think they're artistic can mean different things. I don't just need to be like a little painter and a drawer because I'm not amazing at that, but I like words and I like meanings and I like emotions. And so I'm trying to be a little poet and I wrote a little poem about how we had matching shoes and matching backpacks and I thought we were meant to be. I was pretty Delulu. Guys, I was crazy. I was just had such a strong crush. I had never had a crush that big. And this was after I had not like liked anyone in like years. And it was just like out of the blue. And I was like in love with him. Ah, oh, I never talked to him, guys. I never spoke to this dude. He was in my history class. That's how we met. We never met each other. I'm fine. Okay. He was in my history class. We were together in that class. And it was a fun little class. I loved that class. I liked the teacher. He was in it. I had some good friends in it. Some people were kind of friends. It was like a chill, great time. I loved the subject matter because the teacher taught it really well. All of this stuff. And he was in that class. And I just one day noticed him. My desk was kind of angled in a way that like looked at the side of his. Like it was a weird oriented classroom. And I was like, he's kind of cute. Why have I never noticed him before? Because he never spoke. He didn't speak to really anyone in that class except like this one kid that he would like do partner stuff with. And then it was like halfway through the trimester. I was like, how had I never noticed him before? And then I spiraled. I don't even know how it happened, but I spiraled. I was like, yeah, he's cute. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like him. I have some interest in him. It was like a classroom crush. And then it just got worse and worse and worse. And then I found out. And then he like would go to... He'd get back from lunch early, so I'd get back from lunch pretty early, just so I could, like, stand across the hallway from him and, like, kind of look at him. That man was beautiful. He's one of those guys, like, I can't even remember what he looks like. Like, I have a lot of trouble remembering what he looks like, because I've rarely ever looked at, like, his face exactly. And his Instagram profile picture is just like his face. I don't follow him. Context on that later. But, yeah, it still doesn't resonate in my brain really well. Like, it can't connect it very well. Anyways, I only had saw him and I was like, I'm being stupid because I am very logical and I knew this was stupid. And I was like, I have known nothing about this guy. I've never spoken to him. He could be gay. He could have an ugly voice. And then I found his Instagram and he had a little cross. So I was like, I hope you're not a homophobic, but you're probably not gay. He had a gym post, which like probably, gym posts aren't a red flag. They don't have to be. I was kind of like, he's actually just kind of hot because I was that deep in, guys. I'm crazy. I'm freaking crazy. I would love for somebody to like me as much as I like this guy. Maybe I should tell him. I should be like, you probably don't care anything about me, but I think you should know this just for your own sake. So I should really freaking go. I have to pack for sister camp. I'm going to wrap this up. I have a camp I have to do. I have a camp I have to go to. I'm going to post this tonight, too. No editing. I'm not even going to listen to it again. So if it's awful, you tell me. I can be like, this is my first podcast, and then I'll be famous one day. I won't be famous. We'll pretend. Okay, I never followed him on Instagram because I was horrified that the thing that happened with the other guy would happen, where I'd follow him, and he might or may not follow me back. He only has, like, 100-something followers, and he follows less people, and, like, he doesn't follow anyone unless he's, like, friends with them, I'm pretty sure. So, which is, like, respectable. But I didn't think he would follow me, like, somebody he probably doesn't even know the name of. Even though I, like, stalked him. I know where he lives. I just thought that should get some silence because I do know where he lives. He lives super close to my house. I walk past it, not in a creepy way, in a way like he's close enough that I just walk past it, like, coincidentally. I might do it more often because I know where he lives, but. And yes, did I internet stalk him to figure this out? Yes. I'm ashamed of myself. I know it's weird, but it makes me happy. We're close. Like, I feel, like, connected to him. There's a light turning on. Okay, I was obsessed with this guy. Yeah, I had no reason to. And then I thought maybe his voice sounded off. I was like, I've never heard him speak. And then I heard him speak, and it got so much worse because he's the best voice in the entire world. It's so, like, deep. It's so deep. But, like, in a good way. In a really good way. So I'm a simp. I'm too far in. It's really raining now. It's like 10 o'clock and I need to pack for a camp. I have to be there at 7 a.m. But I'm glad that you got to hear all about my guys and how great they are. I'm so single. None of these people have ever talked to me. That's context for you. I'm not ugly, okay? I'm not like beautiful, but it's not because I'm crazy ugly. I just don't know what's wrong with me. In truth. So, yeah. I will see what happens with any of that. I think senior year is going to be new for me. I'm going to talk to new people. I'm going to maybe go to some parties. We'll see about that. Let's hope. I'm going to do some more hangouts, make some new friends, be more outgoing. I'm going to be confident in my social interaction skills. I've learned a lot this summer. I've had to talk to a lot of new people, and it's gone well. And so I trust myself. I had such a fun time talking to you guys. And I hope you enjoyed me blabbering on about who knows what, work, life, what I want in a guy, which maybe you relate to. Maybe you also have had your first kiss, and that would make me feel seen. Anyways, we'll get there one day, and if I keep doing these, which I hope I do, you'll hear about it. Hopefully soon, fingers crossed. Okay, that's my video diary. It's pouring. I'm leaving. Goodbye from a high schooler. My name's Ava, signing off.